Now, I believe joining us on the phone line, we are joined by Mr. Numismatist himself, Richard Hand, as Richard is going to talk to us about the 93rd National Coin Week. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good evening.
You got it. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. I'm in Waltham at a joint club meeting from Collectors Club, Boston Numismatic Society, and the Currency Club of New England. We got a guest speaker talking on political subjects on ancient coins. So it's going to be an interesting night here.
Well, yeah, because you were you were kind of torn between being there and being here. And I said, no, Richard. Be there.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's usually on a Tuesday, so that's what screwed me up. You know, they told me at the last moment it was Monday, so I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person, and I thank you for letting me do this over the phone for a celebration of Coin Week in Brockton, Massachusetts, coming up April 16th, Saturday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to remind folks, is that this coming Saturday, at the Brockton Public Library, the main branch that's at 304 Main Street, that you're going to have some guest speakers, and you're going to talk about you can celebrate Coin Week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, this year's theme that the American Numismatic Association comes up with, it's actually my ninth year of doing it in Brockton. But I get one of my guest speakers, James C. Johnson Jr. He's a historian, antique dealer. He's going to be doing the introduction to this year's theme, Portraits of Liberty, Icons of Freedom, which also 216 marks the centennial of the anniversary of three popular U.S. coins. One was the Mercury Dime, the Standing Liberty Quarter, which is one of my favorite coins, mm-hmm. and the Walking Liberty Half Dollar, which each one of them is 100 years old. And actually, the Mint this year is making them out of gold to kind of commemorate the 100th anniversary of them. So we're looking forward to that as Jimmy does the introduction. And he's going to have about 15 display cases set up at the library that day with many historic items to view, the public to view. Jimmy always brings a lot to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Tom Clancy. He's a specialist. He's written books. Both of my speakers have actually written books. But Tom has done a book on Eisenhower dollars and how to recognize repunched mint marks and double dies in U.S. varieties. And he's also an attributor for Wexler files, which if you discover like an oddity to a coin, you could actually get credited in the book as being the discoverer of the coin. So he's going to be focusing on coins that are in your pocket that you could find errors or repunched mint marks right in your pocket, because it's not like the old days. They used to have silver, buffalo nickels, Indian head cents, in change, even, you know, the Ben Franklin half dollars. All that stuff has disappeared, and now, people say our money is worthless, but you could still turn a quarter or a penny, a cent or a nickel into more than face value by what Tom Clancy is going to be bringing to the table this Saturday, April 16th at 304 Main Street. Starts at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
They get some workshops for the kids, door prizes, free raffles, a lot of great stuff.
The
mayor usually stops in with a proclamation. U.S. State Senator Mike Brady stops in with a proclamation,
yep.
Or I should say a resolution from the state.
Yep.
Usually a few of the state reps usually stop in, hopefully Michelle Dubois and the two other state reps, hopefully they'll stop in and do their little thing for us and get the workshop for the kids and we take a little break. But it's always a good time, and if you're interested in coming, you might want to call, because I have over 100 people. The first 100 people that signed up will get the free prizes. We call the children's room at the main library at 508-580-7890, extension 301, and tell them you'd like to sign up for National Coin Week. Once again, that was 508-580-7890, extension 301. It's a great time. Hope to see, people. If you've heard this on the radio and you come to my event, let me know, or maybe I have something special for you, pointing out that you heard us on the FM WATD.
It's all good, Richard. What is the theme this year? Is there a theme to this year's National Coin Week?
Yeah, so like I said, it's a portrait of liberty, icons of freedom.
Okay.
Which and also actually like the year 216, which I mentioned, the three popular coins, the Mercury dime, which represented freedom of thought, the standard liberty quarter shows like liberty walking through the gates of America and holding a shield for defense, and the walking liberty half dollar is liberty walking towards a new dawn. So there's a lot of symbolism in our coins, and there still is now with the fake quarters is done and over with. Now we're doing our national parks of America, the beautiful quarters. So people paying attention to their coins, they're probably seeing numerous designs, like five different ones every year coming out.
Richard, what if somebody has any of these particular coins and they want somebody to take a look at the coins to authenticate them? Is that something that they can bring? Can they bring them and say?
Yep. If they, you know, I mean, don't come in with a suitcase load of them. Obviously, if you want to come in with a couple, and we'll take a look at them. I plan on bringing my gray sheet, so you know basically like what a dealer would pay for you. A lot of people have what's called a red book, and that's kind of a price guide on what dealers would sell them for. So I have what's called a gray sheet that comes out weekly where the prices change. So if you want to bring in a couple of coins, and then if you want to somebody wants to sit down a little bit later on during the week or as time goes by, I'll gladly meet them at the library. And Jimmy Johnson is, so I have a lot of knowledgeable scholars with us there that we pretty much can tell at a glance on if it's authentic, if it's real, or if the coin has been altered.
Okay.
That's a common theme. If you have a coin that's worth a lot of money, people will alter the coins by changing the date, by taking off a mint mark or adding a mint mark. A lot of people with a lot of time on their hands, and some of them are very skillful at have another form of counterfeiting, but with coins, and they're altering the coin. You know, a 1914 Denver Lincoln cent is worth a lot of money, and people are taking the 1944 Denver cent and cutting off the parts of the four so it looks like a one. But any good attributor or somebody that's knowledgeable like myself can tell right off the bat just from the distance between one numeral to another. But those are a common coin to be counterfeited or altered. Yep. The 1916 Mercury dime from Denver is also a common coin to be altered or changed to make it worth more than it is.
Well, we have to wrap this. Richard, we have to wrap the segment up, but we would just want to remind folks again, this is going to be taking place this Saturday, April 16th at 1 p.m. at the Brockton Public Library, the main branch located at 304 Main Street. Now, again, remind folks the phone number if they want to call in advance to sign up.
Yes, it's 508-580-7890. Extension 301. Tell him you want to sign up for National Coin Week this Saturday.
There he is, numismatist Richard Hand. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
You got it.
Keep rocking. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to turn our attention to the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce and their lobster crawl right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.